trying to back us a little bit on trying to get this stopped. Because my point is, they already got 20 some wells, you know, in Trumbull County, in our county. Mm-hmm. 17 of them are not even operating. Now, why do they need five more right here?
Exactly.
That's my point. Why would you want to put five more wells in here?
Right.
And I told the Department of Natural Resources, I said, okay, you want to put that stuff below me in the ground? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start a landfill over there. Oh, you can't do that because that's residential. Well, tell me the difference. You come into a residential area and you're going to do this. Why can't I do that on my property?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And this Jane and I have been working pretty hard at this.
Yeah. And so when you said, if you back up to the sun, you said to him, you better pack up and leave Brookfield if this is what you plan to do. What did you mean? Because no one's going to like him anymore? Or he's going
to
create a bunch of...
I'm afraid that's what it's going to come to, I think. Yeah. But I just was telling Gloria before you arrived that I haven't seen his car down at that office but about three times since Christmas.
Yeah.
Now, he's also attorney for Jefferson, up in Jefferson, at Jefferson, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ashtabula County. He's an attorney there, too. He works for the county.
Well, he lives in Kinsman.
Yeah, he lives in Kinsman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and what has been, I mean, there's a lot of people at that meeting that I attended.
Yeah.
I don't know what has been the general sentiment in this community or amongst neighbors outside of this development. What has been the general sentiment amongst your neighbors? Keep on fighting for us or shut up and just
outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, people in Brookfield, my personal feeling about it, they do not believe what this could happen here, that this could, what this could cause.
Right.
Our fire hall emergency vehicles are right up the road here.
Right.
You got all these trucks hauling in here. There's something, say there's a backup. How are they going to get them out to go up to Hartford? Because we take care of Hartford up here.
Okay.
Brookfield does.
Right.
But the people, it's hard getting the people out. Now, we're getting more and more now because this is already going on over here.
Right.
Now, you've had truck after truck after truck, mud out there and everything else coming in here.
Right.
Now, this Gloria and myself, one day, when they put that big grinder, right, you'll see a big pile right over here. You can see it from Gloria's, and it's closer to her than it is me. But I could hear in my home, dropping big stumps in this chipper or grinder or whatever it is, shooting it way up in the air. She called me. She said, Jim, they're shooting dirt way up in the air. I said, well, I'm on my way. And I got a four-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back there. And that's what it was. It was a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was back there, it wasn't that day. It was another day. I check off quite often. I went to the far, well, it would be the west or the east side of my property where I knew my pen was because I had a big pipe in the ground.
Okay.
My pipe was gone.
Oh, wow.
I'm there looking for my pen. Right. I found it. This guy came over and he said, you're trespassing. You can't come back here.
Right.
I said, I'm what? And he said, you're trespassing. And I said, well, step over here. I want to show you something. He stepped over. I said, now you're trespassing. He said, what do you mean? I said, here's my pen. This is my property line.
Right.
And I want to know where my pipe is. He said, it's over there behind that tree. I said, well, it don't belong there. Bring it back here.
Right. So what are they doing messing with your...
Yeah. Yeah. And it's things like... it's been so peaceful out here.
Yeah.
There was woods there.
Right.
And before they put those mobile homes out that way towards 7... You never knew this park was back here. It was so quiet and peaceful. My in-laws lived here. My sister lived here in here.
Right.
And that. It was so quiet in here.
Right.
And it was. You got to admit that.
You want a little sample, like seconds?
Yeah, yeah. That.
And then where I live, it was quiet.
Right.
That's why I built log home over there.
But now, so in their permit, have they talked about when the trucks are going to be here as far as at night and day and stuff like that?
No.
Because it's definitely going to be at night.
You correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, they got permits first I got two permits to drill two wells, right. or not drill, two well sites.
Right.
And then they applied for three more, and Department of Natural Resources okayed those.
Right.
They have permission to drill, but they do not have the permits to inject anything in our ground.
Right.
Yeah.
The way it stands right now.
Right.
Now, this Bulware from Highland Fields, he's an upfront guy for them. He tried to tell, or he tried to tell Joe Pinchock, that reporter of that little paper you got there, mm-hmm. that they're only going to drill one well. Then they're going to test to make sure everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how far that'll go. Right. But they're actually putting security on the gate out there now.
Oh.
A big truck out there the last couple of days. I was telling Gloria about it.
Right.
But she'll verify. I've been to meeting after meeting, not only in this community, surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trying to get people to come in and help us. Well, when we had that little rally, we had people all the way from Ashtabula come down.
Yeah.
Because I was up there.
Yeah.
I was putting up flyers.
Yeah.
My wife and I, 14 hours that day, we were on the road.
Well, they've got quite a few up there, too. Injection wells. They've got quite a few servicing Pennsylvania.
Then I ran it by the Army Corps of Engineers by Pymatuning Lake. I have a boat net up there. Last year we had all that fish die. They don't know, still I don't think they know what caused it. But there's a well.
Yeah, I know. There. Yeah, I know.
You know, there is one there.
Yeah.
That could have been sleeping in that lake.
Absolutely.
And I put this in their heads and they were going to check that out. And I never heard any reply yet on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was up there Saturday to see if my dock was in yet. They were supposed to put my dock in. And the lake looks like it's pretty clean compared to what it did last year. It was real mercury color all last year. And it was the worst in the history of Pymatuning for fishing last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, it was horrible up there. Up there at the spillway where they feed the fish?
Yeah.
All those carp and that, they hauled two truckloads of dead carps out of there.
Oh, really?
And they were all along the shorelines. Yeah. And I brought the boat home, and my neighbor Bill said, there's something dead back there. There's an awful odor here. It wasn't back there. It was my boat.
Oh, my gosh.
I took it to Truck World, and they cleaned it good for me.
So, and then what about number of trucks per day? Or what? Is there anything in the permit about number of trucks they plan to have coming through here?
They've told us a lie on that.
Yeah. Because I remember before this meeting that we went to, I was doing some back-of-the-envelope calculations based on what Jane sent me.
Yeah.
And they definitely underestimated by about 60% the volume and stuff like that, based on what, I mean.
But it stands to reason. Now, if they put five wells in here.
Yeah.
And they're going to haul a lot of stuff in here.
Oh, man.
You know, it's not a matter. I can't imagine how much it'll be. You know?
Oh yeah.
And how many trucks around the clock will be coming in and out of here? Right. And they're putting security down there so nobody can get in here too to see what actually is going on.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, you know, there's the two, there's the 165 barrel trucks, the long tractor trailers, and then there's the 85 barrel short, shrunken ones.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to Michelle, and she said that when they first started over there, it was all the long ones. Then they went back to the short squat ones, and now it's kind of 50-50. But I can't imagine seeing those large tractor sailors, a couple dozen of them coming through here every day.
And I can't imagine for five wells that they're going to put 3 to 4 storage tanks on each well. So they can pump a lot of stuff per day into those storage tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Then they can inject into the ground.
Right.
Now, my whole thing is, they're playing with Mother Nature, and Mother Nature will come back and bite us.
Mother Nature always wins, right?
Huh?
Mother Nature always wins.
Yeah. So,
that's scary.
I can't see where ODNR, or our state representative or government, will allow this.
Who's your state rep?
Sean O'Brien.
Oh, Sean O'Brien's here too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was Michelle.
I disowned him quite a long time ago.
Why?
Because when we started this, I called his office, and called his office. And he graduated with my daughter. He never returned a call.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live right down here in Valley View, down here. He moved out of our town, out of Brookfield. He's living in
Bezetta
Township. Bezetta Township.